Hello again, Nightmare Society. We've got another creepy story for you this evening, so I hope you're ready. A big thanks to user Lost in the Pine for allowing me to share their story. And I wanted to send a quick hello to Devin C. and Tobias for reaching out. Thanks so much for listening, guys. I also wanted to say hello to Mike, and thank you for the input. Maybe soon I can find the time to practice my technique. Sounds like pun. For those of you interested in merch, I should hopefully have that up and running soon. For anyone who's a part of the Nightmare Society Members Only Campfire on Patreon, I'll be asking for your input on that as well. If you're interested in having some voting power, bonus content, or just becoming more involved in the podcast, check out patreon.com/nightmaresociety and see if you would like to become an official member. A link will be in the description. Now, get comfy and prepare yourself for another episode of
The Nightmare Society.
I've told the story to my roommates, who are from the same town. And I've talked about it a few times with some of the people who were there. But that's it. I don't even like to talk about it because inevitably someone will say, "Really? We should go try and find it again." And I really don't want to. I've looked for it on a map a few times, but I can't find it. Though my male friend who drove there that night swears he has the directions memorized. I'm originally from a major city in southern Ohio, and outside of town there are a number of smaller townships. One of these is known as the more country bumpkin slash redneck slash grit part of town. It's not even in the same county, but is a part of the general area my city is thought of as. In the woods, there's this legend of Hell's Church. Supposedly an old church that burned down where Satanists do rituals now. Or a Satanist church that burned down by a ritual, depending on who you asked. There are a number of Hell's Church myths in Ohio in many different places, but this one was closest to us, and a number of my guy friends decided they wanted to be ghost hunters and check out haunted places around where we lived. We were juniors in high school, and while all of us obviously thought it was just stupid bull, we thought it was funny to go out and scare ourselves. Plus, most people had cars or driver's licenses by now, so we were enjoying a new burst of freedom. I'm a scaredy cat about most stuff like this, but I was the most tomboyish girl in the group, and always kind of wanted to be able to hang out with the guys. Plus, some of the girls in the group, who I was closer to, were going as well, so I didn't want to look like a loser. So one day in November, we decide we are going to go out one night and try to find this church. We had actually been to this location once before that fall, but one of my friends had a curfew. So after exploring an old barn and the railroad tracks on a bridge nearby, we left. We hadn't found the church, supposedly just a chimney at this point, to our disappointment and my mild relief. We took two cars out there, going past more populous parts of our city and back to the woodsy area. I can't honestly tell you how we got there, but I know it's off a state highway, then an abandoned access road, past some old warehouse, and then down a dirt road. Once you get down the dirt road, there's a kind of thicker part of the road early on where we parked our cars off the shoulder. We did this because the road thins out and becomes impossible to drive down, and also someone clearly owns this land, and later down the road there is some no trespassing signage. I'm sure a ton of kids come back here, so it didn't seem odd to me that they wanted to block this place off. I barely thought twice about it at the time. We get out of our cars and start walking down the dirt road, wandering off the path from time to time to check out barns or clearings where we thought the chimney might be. At first, it was just scary because it was dark and old or whatever. But then the barns started to get weirder. Like they were filled with weird spray painting symbols and stuff. But that's not what bothered us. We figured whoever was there before us did it, which I still 100% believe. But also other stuff. Like dead owls that looked like they had been opened up, though they were dried out and decomposed by the time we got there, thank God. And other bits that looked like they might have come from animals. I was grossed out, but we all kind of agreed that these probably came from the same teenagers trying to fake a satanic ritual, or that the animals got trapped in the falling apart barn and died in there, to be later picked apart by other animals. My friends are now hardcore trying to find this stupid chimney, so they keep taking off through the trees into the clearings. Myself and two other girls who were there kind of hang back on the tree line for most of them, getting a little more nervous and a little irritated with all them coming up empty. As we keep going, we find a bike on the tree line. Like a bike that maybe a 12-year-old would ride. That was a little creepy, but fine, whatever. Probably belonged to someone who owned the land. We decided we were going to go a little further, and soon enough we find another bike. This one is older, a little rusted, but still small-sized. We didn't talk too much about the other bike, just kind of mumbling that it's probably still nothing. One or two of the four guys who were there are kind of trying to trump it up, saying, "These kids probably got murdered," or stuff like that, but no one is really having it. By this point, we've been here for about 2 hours and it's getting really late. Plus, I think we were all a little more creeped out than we wanted to admit. We decided to head back to the cars, and I'm feeling relieved. Happy to be headed back to my house and the hell out of there. But things never work out that way, do they? By the cars, we see a road that goes straight up a hill through the trees. At the start of it, there's a big metal gate that had a road closed sign on it, which we had seen before, but for some reason it had never occurred to us to try and go up that road. We had a small debate at the gate, about an evenish split on who wanted to venture up and who did not. I absolutely did not. But eventually we decided to go up there. Just to see. Both of the drivers wanted to go, so there's not a lot we can do about it. We climb over the gate and start up the hill, where an old pavement road is cracked and crumbled under our feet, though it was for sure a real asphalt road at some point. In addition to the road condition and the brush being an obstacle, someone had felled a bunch of trees over the path, purposely blocking off the road from any cars. Some of us are starting to seriously question if we should be doing this, arguing that someone obviously wanted to keep us out of here, but we get teased for being afraid and keep going.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I'd like to thank Best Fiends for sponsoring today's episode. Best Fiends is a puzzle game that you can play right on your phone, and it doesn't need internet, which I personally love. My wife discovered this on her business trip last week and played during her flight in order to catch up to me. She's getting a little too close for comfort now. I typically get a few games in between narrating stories or to relax at the end of the day. It's a pretty casual game, but the bright colors, cute characters, and dynamic puzzles manage to keep my focus off the creepy stories I'm constantly immersed in. So engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I couldn't see where the road would end because it was so dark. We had a few flashlights, but it wasn't doing us much good, and the trees made it hard to see. Plus, the road was super, super steep, so all you could really see was up, with a little moonlight peeking through the trees. All of a sudden, though, we reached the end. The trees just open up, and we have come off of the incline into a flat field. And what a sight it was. It was a flat field with tall prairie grass on either side, probably 2 to 3 feet high, and pretty uniform. The path we are on splits the large clearing we are in down the center and leads through the grass to a cul-de-sac with 3 buildings. 2 look like they are farmhouses, with 1 barnish-looking building. They were wood, and while they may have been painted at some point, it looked like they had been mostly weathered and stripped by time. I see this and I am done. I want to leave. But of course, some of my friends say that we have to check these buildings out. At this point, I finally put my foot down, as do the other girls and one of our guy friends, who decided this was enough for him. He was our valedictorian, so maybe he was just smarter. So the 3 guys who want to go in the buildings tell us just to wait there. And while we don't want to be in this field out in the open, we decide we can't just leave them. At this point, we've turned off our flashlights because the moonlight is so strong. The 3 of them take off down the little path, and the 4 of us who remain stand together, complaining about how stupid our friends are and making small talk. None of us say it, but we were all looking to the grass every now and then, worried something is going to jump out. It's just so creepy, this abandoned little settlement. It feels like our friends are gone forever. We see them get to a building and go inside. It was unlocked, I guess. We can see the flicker of their flashlights in the windows, and I just remember feeling so tense. It was like watching a horror movie in real life. After maybe 10 minutes, though it could have been just a tense 5, we see our guy friends coming towards us, lightly jogging, looking afraid for the first time all night.
"You idiots went inside?"
I said, pissed off at them. One of my friends just looks at us, and I'll never forget it. He says,
"It was full of bikes. Just bikes chained to the walls."
We didn't believe them. We kept waiting for them to say they were kidding, but they insisted, said it was like they were just storing a bunch of bikes up there,
most of them smaller. They looked afraid, and as much as I didn't want to believe them, I did. They aren't the type of guys to pull a prank for this long. By then, we can all agree we need to get the hell out of there, and we start down the hill, hurrying the best we can. All of a sudden, about halfway down the field, we can see a car's headlights down the hill, about where our cars are. We see them pass slowly, and we know someone is down there looking for us, because it's so far off the beaten path, we figure it's one of two things. One, the cops, and we're going to be in so much trouble for trespassing. Two, the people who own this land or these houses or something, and they're going to A, call the cops, or B, murder us. We know that the road isn't that long, so they'll be turning around, circling back soon enough, and because our cars are there, they'll probably wait for us. We're all whispering about this as we pick up the pace, sprinting down the hill as fast as we can. I'm not a good runner, but I was hauling butt, getting down as fast as I could, basically hurtling over the fallen trees. Once we get down the hill, we don't see any headlights, but we know they can't be far away.
Get in the cars now!
One of our friends yells, and we're fumbling with the doors like a horror movie, just too nervous to figure out how to get into the cars. We get in, and just as we start the cars up, we see the headlights speeding down the road, a giant black truck roaring up behind us. The truck seemed larger than life, raised up off the ground. The whole thing was terrifying, but extra terrifying was that we couldn't see who was driving in the dark and with the headlights blinding us. We peel out of there, total pedal to the metal. This truck is still following us, bearing down on us as our two cars race to get out of there. The car is also getting really close to us, threateningly close, like it was trying to run us off the road. We're all screaming, looking back at the truck, fighting for some distance. Once we get to the highway, we are switching lanes, trying to escape. Luckily, we were in sedans, so it was easier for us to weave in and out of cars. But this truck is still chasing us. We're in two different lanes, but don't want to get too separated from our friends. The passengers of both cars are texting back and forth, trying to make a plan. It took us about 15 minutes to lose the truck. I'm not sure if the distance was too much or if they turned around, but once we got to a big shopping center area, we ducked off the road and into a Sonic parking lot. We all sat in our cars for a little bit, watching to make sure we weren't going to get snuck up on, before getting out of the car to get some food and talk. Everyone, even the guys who had tried to act tough the whole time, were pretty shaken up. It took us a while to settle down enough to head home. As much as we talked it over, we just couldn't figure out what happened. Eventually, we all went home, during what was a pretty silent car ride, exhaustion and lingering fear taking over. We didn't talk about it again for a long time, and we never called the police, which honestly, as an adult now, I feel like we should have. I don't think about it often, only during the fall, really. But when I do think about it, I ask myself, who chased us? Why was that town abandoned? Who owned those bikes? And where are they now? For those of you in the Southern Ohio area, 1 year later, the user goes on to share this information. I think I may have a lead on this, so I figured I would share. Someone messaged me with their guess on the location, and while I don't think it was correct, I searched a little for Hell's Church on a haunted Ohio site and reread the part of it being by an exit ramp for Route 32 in Batavia. My guess is that we may have turned near JCM Equipment Management and then taken either Ross or Lookout Drive into the woods. The only thing is, I can't make out a clearing in the woods, though between Ross and Rosebush in the woods there does seem to be a building or two. Thanks so much to user Lost in the Pine for sharing their story with us. Don't forget to follow me on social media and check out our members-only campfire at patreon.com/nightmaresociety. Until next time.
Sweet dreams.